Greg Hanley seeking another term as Plymouth County Commissioner as he tries to secure the Democratic Party nomination, and he joins us now to discuss his campaign. Commissioner, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you for calling me at 5:30 in the morning. I appreciate it.
Not at all. So, first question I have is, why do you want another term on the Plymouth County Commission?
Well, we have just the last leg of the APA program, which was adopted when I was chairman of the board. And we need to close that out. And once that's done, I think you could call that mission accomplished. Still a lot of work in front of us, a lot of opportunity with Plymouth County government, because through CARES and APA, we've proven to be a relevant regional service for our communities. Looking forward to growing that reputation.
And I would definitely say that was probably the biggest issue from your last term, or this current term, I should say, COVID and the ARPA funds.
Yeah, I mean, we've been lauded by Congress as the lowest cost to administer funds in the country. We're on track to repeat that under the ARPA program. We were recognized nationally by the Association of County Governments as having produced a program that was borrowed throughout the country. So proud of our accomplishments. Treasurer O'Brien and his team really put together a great program. Hats off to my former colleague, Dan Pallotta, who helped do plan design so that we could return the most amount of money to our communities by keeping the overhead low. By contrast, the Commonwealth under CARES had a 37% overhead to deliver the same services, and we obviously outperformed. Once we had formed the APA Alliance with four other counties, we were able to share costs with our attorneys, our auditors, and our accountants. So there was economies of scale, again, return to the residents of Plymouth County, because our cost to administer just means more money per community, and we're very proud of that record.
Now, what do you think the biggest challenge outside of this is going to be in your next term?
I wouldn't pretty much call it a challenge. What I'd call it, the goals. We created two groups. One of the county administrators and managers to come together twice a year to talk about best practices and the best way that the county can fulfill a role for communities. As you know, the money that we get is by assessment. So each community gets assessed per population, per resident fee that we collect on behalf of the member communities, and that's how we run our programming. The other part of how we get our funding is through the deeds excise, and when our interest rates are up, it's hard for the county to sustain revenue, because if you're not transacting anything at the registry of deeds, we can't collect funds. We get 10 cents on every dollar that's transacted, and 90 cents on every dollar goes to the Commonwealth's general fund. We've recently petitioned the legislature to change that formula so that we can provide more regional services to our member communities. So that would be one of the goals, is to correct that. And in lieu of that, we have to come up with some revenue-generating programs that have a return on investment for the county as well as its member communities. So we've got a lot on the plate. County government is on the trend upward. If you look back to the past, at my first day on the job, there was a county referendum and a charter commission discussing whether or not to keep county government. And we were lucky enough to prevail, and now we've actually reversed course and we've become an asset to our member community.
Where can people go to learn more about your campaign?
I'm on Facebook, and you can just plug into the county website, PlymouthCountyGovernment.com. And you can see all of our accomplishments and see how we've increased our footprint in the county and how we're a service to our neighbors. So appreciate the opportunity, as always, to be on WATD, especially this early in the morning. I thank you for the wake-up call, and look forward to a robust campaign in the coming weeks.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
All right. Take care.